1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me take it from verse 18 and I read quickly. It said, "For in the first place, when you assemble as a congregation, I hear that there are cliques, factions, divisions and factions among you, and I in part believe it. For doubtless there have to be factions or parties among you, in order that they who are genuine and of approved fitness may become evident and plainly recognized among you." I think it's good to meditate on that. It says the reasons for these is to separate the matured from the growing ones. Factions. Divisions. So when you gather for your meetings, the supper instituted by the Lord that you eat. For in eating, each one hurries to get his own, that's Amplified Bible, his own supper first, not waiting for the poor. So he's asking question, is it not the Lord's supper? Why are you doing as if you are all starved and you are rushing to be filled? And every man for himself. That can prevail anywhere, but not on the Lord's table. So there's no room for selfishness. For in eating, each one hurries to get his own supper first, not waiting for the poor, and one goes hungry while another gets drunk. Can you imagine? This is Amplified Bible, by the way. What? Do you have no houses in which to eat or drink? Or do you despise the church of God and mean to show contempt for it? While you humiliate those who are poor, have no homes, and have brought no food, what shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in these? No, most certainly I will not. So in other words, the Lord's table is a leveler. And one thing that he's saying, I think the major lesson here is, where is the reverence that he deserves? That's what he's saying. If when we gather together, we know that we are gathering unto him, do we carry ourselves and comport ourselves as such? In this case, he was talking about the Lord's table. But this will apply to every aspect of life. And that's the truth. Let the Lord's table remind you of everything pious, of the need for a worshipful relationship, the need for obedience and submission to the counsel of his word. Let it remind you of the fact that you are part of an everlasting network of relationships. So always consider the other person. Then verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord himself that which I passed on to you." Amplified Bible. "It was given to me personally." In other words, when I'm saying receive, yeah, it's a personal thing. Actually, anything that got to do with God and humanity, as universal as it is first personal. Because if every individual did not receive Jesus as his or her Lord and Savior, you have no business being in a place like this today. Because you won't even come. It won't even appeal to you. So today we can say the body of Christ and we can all shout and jump and sing and laugh and enjoy the presence of the Lord. It's because you have individually received from the Lord. So Paul here was saying, "For I received from the Lord himself that which I passed unto you." And the truth is this, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you expect too much from someone. But the truth is that no man born of a woman, when I say man, I use generically now, man or woman, can give you what they don't have. But sometimes we assume that they have it. Let me give you a very vivid example. We know that man to be a very rich man. We know that woman to be a very, very rich woman. And sometimes we pick a quarrel. With all my suffering, he's not even as much as ask me, "How much are you doing?" talking of helping me. But this rich man or this rich woman is ever striving to get bigger. And so lives on facilities and loans. And at the time of your demand, that may be, or the time of your trouble, that may be the time that his banks are closing on him or her, that pay your debt and he's in trouble. But you see, he won't come to you to say, I have trouble financially, because he knows that he will make your case worse. Because you are thinking that I will go to him for 100,000. It's more than that. I don't know why he's not giving me. But the man is looking for as much as 50,000. Every 50,000 he gets, he puts it in there because he's looking for 50 million. But he will never tell you. Because at that point, he or she doesn't have it. There's no way they can give you. And when you bring all your troubles, you say, I say, you know what? See me on Monday. Say, Monday, give me now. The man is looking for where to, he's thinking of where to get the money for you. But at that point, he doesn't have it. But you see, because you don't know that he doesn't have it, you are angry. See, in the kingdom, you can only give what you have received. What you have received is not limited to the word that you have studied. It's good to study the word. And it is in studying the word that you absorb the word into your spirit being. But you see, a lot of times we replace study with spirituality. Or a knowledge of the word with spirituality. No, it's not. After all, people use the word to manipulate people. So they know it. It is the word that has become a revelation that will affect your physical life. And that will always reflect in your relationship with people. If you observe, that was what he was dealing with. He said, come with reverence to this table. If you truly know what you are coming for, let it begin to manifest in your reactions, in your attitude, in your conversation, in the way you relate. For I have received from the Lord that which I passed unto you. It was given to me personally, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up, and while his betrayal was in progress, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time, come on, say every time.
Every time.
Come on, say every time.
So
even now. Yeah, even now. Yes. Because any man can lie, not Jesus. He says every time. So even now, for me and for you, even now, glory be to God in the highest. That's why every time in his presence is a miracle. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, because you're going to eat it this morning and drink it, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. So what are you proclaiming about his death? He died, he was buried, he resurrected, he ascended, he has released the powerful Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Even now. Now, let me just quickly conclude this. You know, I said you cannot give what you don't have. Can't you see that the kingdom of God is all based on this principle? Receiving and giving. Because the question is always asked, even in the Bible, Paul wrote it too. He said, what do you have that you have not, or you have not been given? So everything in the kingdom is based on receiving and giving, or giving and receiving. If you say giving and receiving, you are starting from the God end. Come on, church. If you say giving and receiving, you are starting from the God end and receiving our end. If you say receiving and giving, you are starting from our end, receiving to give. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. So Paul was saying, I know what I have. That number two, he knew what he has received. If you don't know what you have received, then what you are talking about won't happen. The peace, righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost, the miracles, the signs and the wonders. Hallelujah. The healings, the victory. Hey, he knew what he had received. And he said, I'm giving it to you. And I received it through the covenant. Because in the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. So number three, he was stressing the importance of the covenant in the blood of Jesus. So he lived his life based on the covenant from beginning to the end. As often as you do this, remind yourself, I'm a covenant child. Hey! Let the devils quiver. Let the angels stand at attention that somebody's about to give instruction. I'm a covenant child of God. So I'm giving you what I've received. And what did he say? The covenant. And how? That very night, he took bread, he broke it, and said, take it. This is my body broken for you. We now have a covenant. You have a part of me. I have a part of you. I will keep your back, even unto eternity. But you will listen to me as I listen to you. And where I am, you will always be. Whether physical or spiritual, you will always be. Every time I turn around, he's making up.
Every time I turn around, he's making a way. Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
The covenant is 360 degrees breakthrough. That's the covenant. You can never be trapped. Not by words, not by action. You are a covenant child of God. And you are proud of it. But you are not a proud person. But you are proud of the fact that you are a covenant child of God. You make your boast in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that he gave his life, he shed his blood, it was not in vain. You want to see the result? Look at me. I have been set free. All my sins are washed away. My night and today, all because Christ has set me free. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. As you leave this place today, in the name of Jesus, walk on. More are those who are with you than they who are trying to stop you. You are a covenant child of God. A supernatural decree has gone forth for you. Every sickness is arrested in your body. Because by his stripes you were healed. Tell your neighbor, I'm a covenant child of God. A thousand will fall by your side. 10,000 by your right hand side. They will never come near you. In the name of Jesus. Spells of failure, sickness, and death will fly and return to sender. In the name of Jesus. You remind them that let the warrior, let the captain of the armies of Israel, I'm talking of physical captain, Saul, let him stand up with his javelin and shoot at you at close range. You will miss. That's why every attack of the devil against you will miss. In the name of Jesus. No, we are not just looking for words to speak. This is the reality of the covenant. But you've got to know. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. I want you to go thinking on this. Now thanks be unto God, which always, what does he do? Causes us to what? Triumph in Christ. And make it manifest the savor or the fragrance of his knowledge. How? By us. Where? I can hear you. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes Tyro to triumph in Christ. Put your name there. And make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by Tyro. Yeah, that's what it means. By Tyro, Numpty. Come on, put your name now. By us in where? In some places. Can you see the 360 degrees victory? 360 degrees triumph. 360 degrees healing. Every place. Glory be to God in the highest. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for all these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Glory be to God in the highest. It says, now thanks be to God. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, that's not just to be rhetoric. That's not just to be mere words on your lips. That's to be your lifestyle. Say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Whatever I am now is all by your grace. Many are dying and many are perishing. Whatever I am now is all by your grace. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks. Even when you don't like it. because that's the only way out of what you don't like. Thank God that you are alive to have this challenge so you can go through. Some, before the challenge started, they dropped it. I felt the fire. But the problem that hasn't killed you is the one you will master and overcome. Say now, thanks be to God, who always, somebody say always, always, always. You will always triumph in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. I will always triumph in Christ Jesus. Come on, say, I will always triumph. In Christ Jesus, I will always triumph. In the name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I will always triumph. He said, now thanks be to God, who always causes trial. Come on, put your name. Who always causes who? I can't hear your name. To the extent that you understand what I'm saying and you are putting your name, miracles will happen to you in the name of Jesus. There is power in the word of God. And that's the truth. That's what we have. I tell people, I said, I don't have any secret. Glory be to God. From the day I knew, I found my daddy always pointed me, my mommy always pointed us. That's it. But see, it took a while. But from the day I realized it, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend
to help me in the end.
Where could I go?
But to the Lord.
And he has never failed me. Never. I mean, never. Pastor Ty, we've gone through stuff. Abba. I say he's never failed me. Everything has worked out according to his divine purpose, which he has proposed before the foundations of the world. Tell the neighbor, say, have you forgotten I'm a covenant child of God? You see, you have to have this knowledge like this, like I'm saying it. You have to have it this way. Otherwise, problems become distractions, always causing us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And the next line.
Manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place.
And make us what? Manifest the fragrance, that's the savior, the sweet perfumic smell of his knowledge. Where? Except you are not mentioned there. Except you have no reason to identify with it. If you identify with that system, it's not just because you are saying it. Your presence exudes the fragrance of Jesus. That's what he makes you. Theologians, we tell that it's the triumphant parade of the Roman army, and when they come back and then they parade all the captives. Yeah, agreed. And so they tell that Paul was saying that I was one of those of his captives. I agree with you. But look in the context which he has written. He said he causes the savor of his knowledge to be felt everywhere by me. Oh yes, I'm the captive, but by me. But you want to understand that not the captive that we show that, not the captive in that triumph, in that procession. They'll be killed during that procession. Go and read the history. By the time they come carrying, parading the prisoners of war, the generals of the other army that they've captured, when they parade them, he shows how potent and how powerful they have been. And so when they parade them, everybody comes to clap and they give them medals and regalias and whatever, and accolade, and they see the people. And during that procession, those in that line, some of them know that this is their end. They have been reserved to be shown off, then slaughtered. But there are some there. They are there. When the general gets the medal, they give them medal. So those who are getting medal with the general, anywhere they turn, people say, look at the warriors, hey! But there were some there, warriors too, but they happened to be captives. They were killed there. You are the perfume of Jesus. And your place of influence is never limited. Glory be to God. Nowhere will limit you. That's why he says this light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness cannot. You will still shine. The darker the darkness, the brighter you shine. So all you need to do is just shine. Let darkness multiply his work. You will become more valued. More valuable. Amen. Glory be to God. I feel the fire. Hallelujah. But remember, anywhere you go, the fragrance of Jesus. How do you define the favor of the Lord? The favor of the Lord. Supernaturally favored. Say, by this I know that the Lord has favored me because he will not allow my enemies to overcome me. Can't you see favor? The man is favored. I don't want to upset him. Glory be to God. But I'm favored. Glory be to God in the highest. It's the year of his favor. From the day he resurrected, the year of his favor began. See, it is what you know that you manifest. If you expect favor every day, you will see favor. Because you are a favored child of God. Glory be to God in the highest. I'll see you next week. In Jesus' name.